With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the House has expelled New York Republican George Santos. Ed Donahue reports.
The votes were there for expulsion.
The yeas are 311. The nays are 114.
Santos is facing a 23-count federal indictment. House Ethics Committee investigators say they found overwhelming evidence Santos had broken the law. Back in Santos's district in Queens is Kia Lazar.
Good job, Congress. You finally did something right.
But on the House floor,
this decision is going to haunt us.
Texas Democrat Al Green voted present.
The process itself will now lend itself to whatever 290 persons believe to be a reason to expel a person.
Santos faces trial next year in New York. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The first woman to sit on the U.S. Supreme Court has died.
Sandra Day O'Connor made history as the first woman justice when she was nominated by President Ronald Reagan in 1981 and confirmed to the nation's highest court. She often was the swing vote in closely divided cases during her tenure. In a statement, the Supreme Court said O'Connor died of complications related to advanced dementia, probably Alzheimer's, and a respiratory illness. O'Connor was 93.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Hamas terrorists in Gaza resumed barrages of rocket fire into Israel while the Jewish state resumed airstrikes into Gaza City as the seven-day truce collapsed. Israel also exchanged fire with Hezbollah militants in Lebanon. Israel and Hamas traded blame for ending the ceasefire while negotiators in Qatar worked to restart it. Israel says at least 17 women and children remain as hostages, while the other captives are men, some Israeli soldiers. On Wall Street, the Dow by 294 points, the NASDAQ rose 78. This is SRN News. Abortion clinics continue to go out of business in this country.
According to a report from Operation Rescue, 49 clinics have closed their doors or stopped doing abortions this year. That follows nearly 90 closures in 2022 after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The report also reveals that in 14 states, there are no abortion clinics at all. Operation Rescue President Troy Newman says, quote, "The enduring efforts of faithful Americans on the pro-life side are paying off and having a winning effect." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
There's been a surge in attacks on Christians in Kenya. The Muslim terrorist group Al-Shabaab has been ramping up its offensive against the country's large Christian majority, and the government seems incapable of stemming the violence. One Kenyan church leader tells International Christian Concern, "We live in fear at home, in churches, and while traveling. The government has not done enough." This is SRN News. Stocks are feeding off the momentum from a strong November.
Stocks gained ground on Wall Street as the market comes off its best month in more than a year. The S&P 500 rose 0.6% Friday, marking its fifth straight week of gains. The Dow rose 294 points. That's about 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.6%. In company news, Ulta Beauty soared 10.8% after reporting better-than-expected results for its latest quarter and raising its forecast. Investors entered December on track to close out the year with solid gain. The S&P 500 is up more than 19%. The Nasdaq Composite is up 36% so far in 2023. Seth Sutel, New York.
Sweeping cutbacks from OPEC Plus and individual member countries since October 2022 haven't made lasting changes to oil prices. That's good news for U.S. drivers who have been getting cheaper gas. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.